Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio.
Hi!
We got a fun show in the works for you tonight. I got the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Sean Bedlam by my side. Let's start pogoing with LCB.
They come in droves, trying to look mean. Fake blue dreads and they're wearing baggy jeans. They think they're cool, yeah, they think they're tough. But we know better, they're just pucks. The right to rule for a million. You'll buy anything that they're selling. The right to rule. The right to rule. The right to rule. For rebellion. Standing on the streets, begging for my loot. Well, I will give you nothing except for my boat. Scream, fuck the system, but you're the system's tool. Look at yourself, man, you're looking at a fool. Who writes the rules for a lion? You'll buy anything that they're selling. Who writes the rules? Who writes the rules? Who writes the rules for rebellion?
The Lower Class Brats on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Get ready for an awesome hour of some killer in-your-face punk rock. I got the Pogo crew here beside me. Let's get them introed now and start things off with the gorgeous, the lovely, the beautiful Rude Girl Jessica.
What is up, Pogo people?
That's, Pogo people.
That's the new name for all the Pogo listeners now. You the guys are Pogo people. It's not Pogo Land anymore, unless you want to do a vote and we can see which one you guys like better, but I don't think it matters that much. So I'm going to call you Pogo people, and
Pogo
that's what we're going to do.
People.
So what's up, Pogo people?
All right. I also got, my longtime, one of my longtime besties, my man, Sean Bedlam over here.
What is going on, you Pogo junkies? I'm going to use Pogo junkie. It's a term.
That's
that,
a good, what is that, an adverb?
I think it's an
adjective. It describes, right? Adjectives describe.
Well, no, it's a noun because you are Pogo.
Well, you're ripping off my style now, Sean.
He describes a certain
Sean's
kind of
ripping off my style. He has to have a name for the Pogo people too.
I've loved the term Pogo junkie, and I think a lot of people out there that listen to this show
are
Pogo junkies,
cool,
so I'm going to keep using that one.
That's cool. That's
like,
cool.
Like it said 420 right there. You just missed it. Now it's 422. But
wow. Andrew's eyes are always leaves.
I caught that shit, man.
Leaves in the eyes. Always.
Now,
cannabis leaves.
Fucking, yo, real talk. Me and Sean, the way we met, I was walking out of high school one day. I think it was ninth grade. And I was walking out, and I'm walking out. I said that like four times. I'm a little drunk.
Yeah, you did.
Second show of the night. I'm kind of high, and I'm kind
of
drunk.
Hey, well, I found a bunch of Lucky Charms in my pants.
Me and Sean, what? We'll get back to that. Sean walks up to me, and he's just like, hey, do you have a problem with me? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, okay. And I didn't really know him. And he was like, do you want to be in a band? And yeah, I was like,
that's pretty much exactly.
Yeah,
how
sure. Down. And that's
I was like, I just bought a drum set. Like, do you play anything? I don't think I knew if you played anything, but I think
was
you
like,
said
oh,
something
so you
like,
hate
like
me?
I got
you
a bass
be a
or whatever. And yeah.
Now, Jessica, how did you find Lucky Charms in your panties?
That's a story.
Well,
that
first of all, I don't wear panties, so they weren't in there. But second, yeah, they were definitely like behind my, on my thighs, like behind in the back part. I guess it's your hamstring. Yeah, they were back there, and I sat down. And I was like, "What the fuck is crunchy?" And like cutting me up. It was so uncomfortable. I'm like, "It's not the new chair, right?" Because like we got a new table and chairs and shit. And I looked down.
Ashley
and I was like, "No."
Ashley.
I was like, "No, that's not it." And I open up my pants. Like I'm like, "Something's inside there." And I open them up, and they just all start falling out. I guess like Sheena or Ava must have came up.
So
behind me when
you
I
say
didn't
Lucky
know.
Charms, and put you Lucky actually Charms mean the cereal. For some reason, when you said Lucky Charms, my mind automatically went to
they're magically
the
delicious.
Fucking, no, the fucking villain from Austin Powers. What the hell was his name? He's got the
leprechaun from the first one. From the first one, yeah, the little leprechaun.
Was that what
dude.
His name was?
No, I can't think of his
he
name.
He said, like, they're always after me, Lucky Charms, and, like, yeah. They all start laughing. Yeah. For some reason, that's where my mind went. I was thinking,
like a
charm bracelet or something. Yeah. That's where my mind went
to. No, they were in my pants.
But you mean the cereal, right? Like,
yeah.
Plenty of things. Plenty of things.
Yeah. I find lots of stuff down there.
All right, let's stop all this insanity with some leftover crack.
Yeah.
Some of that leftover crack on Pogo City Radio. And now what the fuck is this, Beethoven or some shit? I don't fucking know. I'm not even gonna try and act like I do. It's somebody like that. It's somebody famous.
Yeah, one of those.
Some symphony.
Yeah.
Some Clockwork Orange type deal.
Yeah, one of those.
You know, now actually this is a really long outro. It's got over another minute to go.
So we're gonna cut it or what are we gonna do?
Brad from F Minus and Leftover Crack. Swear to God, dude, that guy like saved my life one time, right? I was being a typical little punk asshole, right? You were at the show.
At the
Crone, South Amboy, down the shore, Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, we were all getting thrown out. Nick got thrown out a bunch of times.
Yes, okay,
yes,
yeah, right. I was there.
The band was being mad cool. They kept on getting me and all my friends back in. So they were cool with me. And then the bouncers were finally fed up and they were just getting ready to play Crack Rock Steady, and I was screaming Crack Rock Steady the whole damn time. They finally play it. At that moment, I see the bouncers getting ready to charge me. I'm right at the front of the stage. Brad, the bass player, also sees this happening. Motherfucker grabs me. He's a pretty big dude. Grabs me. Yeah, he was on stage. I was right at the front of the stage. The stage was like knee high. He fucking grabs me, pulls me behind him, pins me in between his amp and him and just like headbangs and flares and protects me. Here's the Doors, Everybody's Girl. That ended a little abruptly.
Kitty calls me on the phone, says she's all alone and needs somebody there. Crystal sees into the future, tells me that she's an apple shoot that Roger really cares. I sit and wonder if we are sharing a different world, and all these naked emotions whirling around me swirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl. Look at Brenda there with Luke, she's giving him the boot. All but Kelly's standing by. Oh, and here comes my math phone. But I never even tried. I'm sitting and wonder if we are sharing a different world, and all these TV emotions making the channels twirl. And I'm in love with everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. Oh yeah. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody. Everybody's girl.
All right, that was the Doors. They're pretty awesome, and I know they listen to the show sometimes, and we definitely really appreciate that. It's really cool. Definitely. But back to the story I was saying. So Brad from Leftover Crack and F Minus pulls me on stage, starts headbanging all around me to protect me, and then eventually there was a bunch of them. There was like four or five big motherfuckers. I mean motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like big motherfuckers.
You mean
and
motherfuckers?
Like I was like I was 16 or 17 and I was like halfway to being a junkie and kind of scrawny. And like fucking they finally got me. They grabbed me like I'm like there's like eight of them holding
you
me.
Were you were never in jail yet?
And I'm holding they're pulling me out and I hold on to the wall with my arms and they all got my legs and they're trying to drag me out. It's a whole big fucking scene. And fucking eventually they throw me out into the street and now there they are. Yup, I got these big steroid South Jersey looking motherfucker bouncers squaring up with me in the parking lot. And you got it's one of those times when you're like, yep, I guess we're here now and you just gotta deal with this.
Yeah.
And fucking sure enough, yo, Brad from Leftover Crack comes running the fuck out. Still had his bass on him. Yeah. Dude, he just like unplugged his bass and ran the fuck out.
I was at this show and I didn't
get
this.
Yeah, he made sure I didn't get the shit kicked out of me.
Really?
Like he was
wow.
Sure. Well, because they were listening. He was like the headlining band. He ran out. He was like, back the fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? Like they were listening. And also, I mean, I was obviously like 16.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you guys are a bunch of assholes
like,
trying to beat up
like,
a 16.
It was like, it was a bunch of, it was like three,
one,
four.
Like, 16 year old kid.
Yeah, it was
big
like,
ass, brawny
I mean,
ass
I'd be
dudes.
Trying to break that up too. Yo, dude, and like I didn't know who he was already. After that, he's like, hey, man, I'm Bradley. Thanks for coming out. It was all cool and everything. I'm like, yeah, dude, I know who you are. Like, thanks,
I think I
man.
Ended up getting kicked out of that show later.
Cool,
yeah, you did. No, maybe. Earlier, you mean. You ended up getting kicked out earlier. That was the last song you played.
I definitely
yeah.
got kicked out of that show, too. Maybe.
And actually, dude, Nick got kicked out, too, and they all sat
yeah.
on the hood of my
yo,
car.
How about,
and they played for
how
it.
I was
about,
with
Nick. Yeah. That,
how about we
that.
Talk about Josh's broken leg and how he
we
got
did.
Kicked out of Murphy's
yeah, we did
law.
Talk about
we did last show. You missed
it. See, I have kitties. I got chillin'. Chilling's cooking in the oven.
Well, one thing's for sure.
No,
he ain't
not
gonna
cooking
be,
in the oven.
Yeah, never in the oven. He fucking, Josh ain't going to be kicking anybody's head in anytime soon. But the Rosillos sure will be with somebody's going to get their head kicked in. The Rosillos on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Motherfucking radio.
Now, Sean.
I guess I got a story to tell. Right, so,
stories.
Like, earlier today, and I'm not going to go into the time.
Well, okay,
table.
Sean, like
and
you
anyway,
said in the last
anyway,
episode, bought a house.
Yes, I did. I did buy a house. So, earlier, we went, me, my wife, and my son went to the Chinese buffet because I said, to celebrate,
it's
I want some fucking
there.
Sushi because I like sushi a lot.
Fuck you.
And
your
sushi.
I love Chinese.
You
love
fucking blackjack, man. Fuck
I love
that
fucking shit.
I love sushi too.
Anyway,
dude.
Anyway, I wanted to get some Chinese buffet, and Mary was down with it. So we went to this Chinese buffet a couple miles down the road, and Andrew sends this video
to the Pogo
this
crew.
Fucking video to the Pogo crew in like our group text message thing, and it was just like a chick's ass in like a thumbnail, and I was like, Whose ass is this? Is this Jess's ass? Can I watch this right now? I was like, nah, I'm not going to watch this right now. Because I don't know who the fuck's ass that is.
You were so tempted the whole time.
I was very tempted to walk into the bathroom and just watch it myself. But I didn't do that. But I was like, I got to watch this video. Like, I'm not going to not watch it. So,
obviously,
I got through dinner. And then I finally watched. I got home and I finally watched it. And it was like this video of some chick getting like her asshole like
tased,
yeah, with
yeah.
like a basically like a dildo,
one of those little red tasers.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Will you
do that to me tonight?
It looked like a dildo. Like the guy in the video was like,
feel good.
Can you spread your ass cheeks or something like that?
He's like, no, you got to bend. If you want me to do it to your asshole, you got to bend over. He says,
he's like,
and
spread your butt
like,
cheeks.
Okay. And she fucking bends over and he
tases the shit out of her asshole, and I laughed.
Like the rim, like the rim of her asshole too.
And then I showed it to Mary, and she was like, "That's not funny." And I was like, "Yes, it is."
Sean's trying to break my glass.
It was
funny. It was the ring. It was the ring.
It also made me curious, like if that would feel good. Like
I don't
try
think
it
would.
I think
it
would.
I don't think it would.
That girl.
Maybe I'll just get
like
a vibrator. That
the girl didn't
better.
Like it in the video.
It might vibrate and just do what I want.
All right.
Anyway,
let's head out to the UK. I got some stiff little fingers for Jessica.
All
right, let's.
I'm all horned up
let's
tonight.
Stiff
I
little
guess,
fingers
for you.
Is. I guess we'll make them be up next, and here they are with Suspect Device.
I love this.
That was Stiff Little Fingers. Let's move on with the song. That was the Sonics on Pogo City. Motherfucking radio.
Motherfucking radio.
Andrew's a fucking asshole.
Sean a little covered in beer. All his fault.
Yeah,
all
bullshit.
His fault.
He I got my beer,
beer
like sitting right in front of me. Andrew
he bumped
leans
his beer
over,
into
no,
my
no,
arm.
Get the fuck out of here. Andrew leans over to like hit some shit on the computer, knocks my beer into my lap. He's like, that's your fault. Get the fuck out
and
of
he
here!
He takes
you
it and he puts
asshole.
It on the table with all the fucking.
No,
recording
I did not
equipment.
Put it on the table.
So it overflows.
I picked it up. I picked it up, and it was spilling onto the fucking keyboard.
And you're just
like
an idiot, so you kept it there.
Andrew. That is all
Andrew. So it's both your
fault. If he tells you something,
it's actually
like,
Andrew's fault. But
show,
you're just dumb enough to hold it up
a,
over the keyboard.
You see him at a show, and he tells you about this incident. Don't fucking listen to a word he says.
Yo, if you ever argue with me, you're just going nowhere, like the Stitches on Pogo City Radio.
Hell yeah.
1, 2, 3, four. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Stitches with Nowhere.
Pogo City Radio.
Coming off 8x10. Now, this next one, I got to give a special dedication. You know, it's funny. It's funny. Like, I know people. For example, I've known Frank Mayhem from Main Street Mayhem and 21 Rounds since I was, I don't know, probably 14. Like, definitely before I could drive. You know what I mean? 14, 15. And fucking, you know, I always think of Frank, I always think of like, just like GBH and the Exploited and the Cox Bar. Those are bands that he loves. But recently I found out that one of his all time favorite bands is the Toy Dolls. And I was just like, really? Like, that was weird. That was weird to me. I don't see Frank as a Toy Dolls guy, but like, I like the Toy Dolls. This song's fucking kick ass, and we're gonna play it for Frank. Here it is. Dig That Groove, Baby. Funny, it's funny, really. See, that's the Toy Dolls right there. With Dig That Groove, Baby. That's my, like, Austin Powers way of introducing that song or recapping that song or whatever. But anyway, back on one of the Bedlam demos, right? We were talking about, he's all, Dig That Groove, making those weird noises and shit. Yo, we put a hidden track on there, right? When we were mixing this fucking thing at the Sound Chamber in fucking Forks in Easton, when we were mixing this thing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I laugh about it.
Fucking Sean, we're doing it, and like he's singing the song.
Doing
he's
some
like,
vocals
we
or something.
Don't want it. He's singing the backup vocals, you know what I mean? And like he's going, we don't want it. And then he's like, and the dude who was like engineering it was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. We had his. We had his voice. His vocals
had,
isolated
like,
for some
I was probably
reason.
Like trying to hold in a shit or
that's
something.
That's what it sounded like, dude. Like, no lie. And that's definitely, he was like, is he trying to like hold in a shit or something? He was like, and it happened like twice. So then we started like fucking around with
it.
And we were putting it like through like different like envelope filters and auto tune and fucking, then we just looped it and put it as like a hidden track on the back of the demo of Sean just making like weird orgasm blumpkin
like the toy
shit
dolls
noises. Yes, yes, exactly. But yeah,
it's funny.
So there's some fly on the wall fucking combo.
Yeah,
fucking,
it's like a
Shit. Yeah, that's shit. That is fucking time fly on the wall shit. I'm getting kind of fucked up.
Riggity, riggity.
Rexon!
Damn right.
How many people out there like to drink?
The UK subs and Charlie like to fucking drink. So let's get to them motherfuckers now. Singing one for the New York State Police. By the way, you know it's bad. You know it's bad when a band from another continent
is
writes
about
the New York
other
State Troopers
and that city's police.
Yes, you know it's bad then. Here's the UK subs with New York State Police. All right, that was the UK subs. Now, me and Sean are sitting here talking about this next band that I don't play too often, and it's Who Killed Spiky Jacket. Now, I gotta be honest, I don't know much about this band. They seem like kind of a novelty band to me. I can listen to it if I think of it as like a... I'm not trying to be a douchebag. I just don't take it all that serious. And I don't know. What do you think? You seem like you like this band a little bit. Like, you seem...
Well, I'm kind of on the same page as you. Like, I don't take them too seriously. Like, they're kind of, to me...
I'm not into the whole punk stress punk thing either. Like, that's stupid
like,
as shit to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah,
I don't
I get
think,
what
like,
you're
go
saying.
Fuck yourself.
I like their music. And, like, the singer is... He's, like, a punk that has very opinionated... views on what punk is.
Yeah, that's lame as shit to me. I'm sorry. Like
that's fine that you feel that
yeah,
way.
I'm
like,
sorry.
I don't know. I've seen them before.
Were they cool live? Like, was it a good show?
They put on.
I imagine it would
be a really good show.
I imagine it would be. It's just when I hear the record and I hear the things he's saying and like see stuff like that, I'm like, this is either a joke or it's stupid.
He tells you to wear studs. Punks wear studs.
Like, you know, is it supposed to be like what's that fucking cartoon? Poserton? Fucking what the fuck is that called?
Life is Posers.
That's cool. That's funny because it's a joke. Like, if this is a joke, it's funny. Okay, cool. If they're serious, this is lame as shit, and, like, you're totally wrong, and you don't know a goddamn thing about punk rock. That being said, here's Who Killed Spiky Jacket with Gluehead. All right, that was Who Killed Spiky Jacket on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're going to continue with this little chit-chat, because me and Sean, the whole time that song was playing, we're just talking about this. See, now, I'm not lying. Like, if these guys were playing in Allentown, like, I'd go see them. I totally would. I would go check it out.
They put and on it a would good just show.
Be, it would just, I think they would. I think it would be a good time. But see, here's the deal. Like, looking at it from the opposite side of the spectrum, right? The Virus. Now, especially with Mike Virus, the Virus was very political. Mike Virus was very opinionated. It was all very liberal. Do you know what I mean? And when you bought the album and you read the jacket, you found that out. But when you went to go see them, it was just straight up punk rock. It wasn't, there okay. wasn't no political talking
right, in between the shows.
Yeah, yeah. And Mike Virus, I haven't seen him. Like, he talks about how he would do that. He was like, no, that's not what it's about.
I've seen the virus a bunch of times too.
He's like, I save the political shit for the album and the shows about, you know, it's a rock and roll night. So what I'm saying is, if Who Killed Spiky Jacket is having a blast and, like, it's about pogoing, that's cool. But if some dude's definitely telling me that, like, you need to wear studs to be punk, I'm sorry, that's lame as shit. First of all, I wear studs. I wear a painted leather jacket. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I'm not going to tell somebody they're not punk rock because they wear studs. It's fucking, that's dumb as shit if you're serious. Now, if we're joking around and it's like, you know, like, oh, fuck you, you're a douchebag, you don't wear studs, that's okay. But if, like, you're seriously putting fashion that much, like, in front of everything else, like, no, that's lame as shit, dude. Like, that's lame as shit.
Okay. Like, I don't really know where to go with this. I know for a fact, at least from what I have seen, that the lead singer is very opinionated on his stud
count.
Stud count. Yeah. Yeah, but
he, I like
at the same time, like
I have covered
I went and
studded
saw
jackets.
Them, and the only thing I was wearing was a studded belt, and it did, I didn't get kicked out of the show.
Like, okay, good.
I was wearing like a hoodie. I mean, I had like a mohawk and shit.
See,
like,
I know I'm kind of sitting on the fence. It's because I don't. It's not. I don't really understand them. Don't get me wrong. If it was $10 to go see him in Allentown tomorrow, I'd still go see Crazy in the Brains. But if it was $10 to go see him tonight in Allentown, I'd be going to that. I would totally check it out. Do you know what I mean? I'd have fun. I'd pogo. I'd be up front. But like when it comes
to
like
they're a very polarized band. Like people either
love them or hate them. Yeah.
Because some people think that they're all about like you have to have like 1,000 studs on your jacket and they all have to be like perfectly spaced out and like shit like that. And like I don't think that's necessarily what they're about. I just think that
their singer, ridiculous.
Their singer is very opinionated, and I don't take it seriously.
Let me ask you this, right?
But I'm wearing studs right now. I have a vest on with studs, but am I gonna be like going into their show like, oh, do I have enough studs?
Here's my main point though, right? Not to toot my own horn,
your main point
but
is
I'm
like,
totally gonna.
If you don't wear studs, are you not punk rock?
No, that's not it. Kind of, but no, that's not. But what I'm saying is, my main point is like, right? This is what I do. Like, I promote bands. I book shows. I go word of mouth. I tell people about people's bands. I try and get people to buy other bands' merchandise. I want to have like unity. I want people to get together. I want everything to be a family. I want the local scene to be a family. I want to pass it on to the younger kids. Like I was talking about Frank Mayhem. Like that motherfucker was in his late 20s when we were young teenagers and he was bringing us up in punk rock the right way. Like that's what punk rock is. I don't give a fuck about like no that's lame
stud
as shit
count,
if your stud count is all that makes you punk rock, you are not punk rock. Go fuck off. Enough said. One band to go prove it to you is the motherfucking Wretched Ones, who ain't got no goddamn skins on, studs on. Plenty of skins. Ain't got no goddamn studs on. And they are the epitome of the real rock and roll underground. And here they are right now with Oi Rogers. That was the Wretched Ones. This is the X-Ray Specs.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Got to take a quick second and remind you guys to leave us a comment, give us a like, a share, press that follow button, press that subscribe button. It really helps us out. It doesn't take you any time. It doesn't cost you any money. If you enjoy the show and want to hook us up, just press that follow button, give us a share, and tell people to listen to the show. We'd greatly appreciate it.
We always love when all you motherfuckers out there listen to Pogo
people, which is a lot more punk rock than how many fucking studs you have on your jacket.
I really have to agree with Andrew. Like, we're talking about it. Like,
the punk's a whole lot more than the studs on your jacket.
Who Kills
I'm
Spiky Jacket? Like, I do.
Especially if it's a joke.
I don't take them seriously.
Yes, if it's a joke, it's okay.
Really,
if it's serious,
I really don't take them seriously. Regardless of whether how serious the singer is about how many studs you wear, like,
there are three studded jackets in my house right now, two studded vests, and a bondage jacket. But that's not what makes me punk rock.
It doesn't make you more punk rock than anybody.
Yeah, that's exactly. That doesn't make me punk rock.
I've always agreed with that.
Yeah, that doesn't make me punk rock. Like, it doesn't. Like, I mean, shit. So, like, let's get real. Okay, so if a Nazi is covered in stud, is he then punk in their eyes? If he's all white power, you know, like no skinheads, boneheads, you know what I mean? But is he punk then because he's covered in studs? Because punk's more important than the clothes you wear, right? Because punk's more important than the clothes you wear. Yes, exactly. My point.
They're against Nazis. I know that for a fact.
Oh, okay. But what if a Nazi's wearing studs? Because that's all that makes you punk rock.
Is there more to that?
What if I wear studs and I prance around on Geffen Records and, you know, try and play at the fucking fourth fucking Woodstock? Is that punk rock because I'm wearing studs? No, asshole. So get your head out of your ass. Goddamn, I'm going on a rant. I don't know if they're serious. If they're not serious, it's cool. If they are serious, I'm sorry. That's the epitome. I don't even call people posers because I'm not 12. But, like, when I was 12, like, that was the epitome of being a poser. Only caring about punk rock because of the way you looked. I'm sorry. I hope that's not really what they're about. Here's the Yellow Stitches with Broken Bottles. That was the Yellow Stitches. Let's head out to LA with X.
She had to be
All right, that was X with Los Angeles. We're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Now, I always try and try not to talk shit, and I feel like I did, but, like, I don't know. I don't know the people. That's why, you know what I'm saying? And I keep saying, if it's in fun and it's like, oh, fuck you, dude. Like, you don't have enough studs. Like, oh, like, that's cool then. That's funny. That's all right. But if you think your clothes are what makes you punk rock, that's then you're not punk rock. We'll just leave it at that. That's just all I'm gonna say. If you think your clothes make you punk rock, that's not punk rock.
I agree with Andrew, and we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So
I wear studs. So Andrew wears studs, but like studs are not what makes you punk rock.
So
I like studding my jacket. I like studding my vest. Like, it sucks doing it, but I liked doing it at the same time.
Oh no, dude! I totally hear you. Like, I made a fucking picture collage and studded some more on a vest like 2 days ago. But I'm just saying, like, if you're being comic booky and superhero, like, you need studs, stud, stud, stud. Like, that's cool. That's funny. I'm down with it. That's awesome. You know what I mean? But like, if you're serious, that's lame as shit. Let's just all right, yeah, that. All right, let's get out of here with what I think is like one of the coolest fucking albums of all time. Like, no shit, it's Mike Blanks and the Stabs. So fucking thanks for listening to us. Go over to PogoCityRadio.com. Hey, if you disagree with me and my Who Killed Spiky jacket or want to change my mind, feel free to try. You're not going to. Unless you can prove to me that it's all like a joke. Then it's cool. Oh, God, I got to stop. Here's Mike Blanks and the Stabs. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Drink beer.
You hippie fuck. Remember when the Casualty shirt said that? I liked that. That was
bye,
cool.
Bye, Pogo people. Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. I mean, the numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will charge you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin. Knock, 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 let me come in. Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. I mean, the numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will charge you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin. Knock, 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 let me come in. Fuck me once, fuck me twice.
PogoCityRadio.com.